Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
COVID-19 news by the numbers. Ector County total cases, both confirmed and probable, 5,409. Ector County negative, 24,682 out of 30,438 tested, with 347 pending, 104 deaths. Recovered, 4,520. Active, 785. ECISD daily cases, 8 students, 4 staff. Midland County, 4,244 confirmed, 86 deaths. Texas, 800,415 confirmed, with 7,012,023 tested. Total Texas deaths, 16,622. U.S. cases, 7,787,548 total confirmed, and 214,446 deaths. Find out more at co.ector.tx.us or dshs.state.tx.us. Quick hits. Have you voted? Early voting continues through October 30th. The Ector County Courthouse Annex, 1010 East 8th Street, Room 104. Early voting hours are scheduled from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. through Friday and October 19th through the 23rd. 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., October 24th, 26th through the 28th, 29th and 30th. 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., October 25th. Four other voting locations will take place from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. through Friday, October 19th through the 23rd. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., October 24th. 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., October 25th. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., October 26th through the 28th. 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., October 29th and 30th at Kellis Turner Community Building, 2230 Sycamore Drive, West Lake Hardware Store, 4652 East University Boulevard, the Globe Theater at Odessa College, 2308 Shakespeare Road, and Salinas Community Building, 600 West Clement Street. Elections Administrator Lisa Sertuche said a total of 1,878 have voted in Ector County as of 2 p.m. Tuesday. A daily voting totals document emailed Tuesday evening by the Ector County Elections Office was blank. For sample ballots or more information, call 498-4030 or visit co.ector.tx.us/page/ector.elections. Mammogram vouchers. A&A Diesel and Automotive is teaming up with Medical Center Hospital to offer mammogram vouchers. Amali Barrientos, who owns the shop with her husband Modesto, said through October 26, they will donate 5% of any service toward the purchase of 3 vouchers for mammograms. No purchase is necessary. Allison Pratton, Vice President of Development for the Medical Center Health System Foundation, said this is being done through the foundation. The shop is at 15080 South Quartz Avenue in Pleasant Farms. People may call Amile Barrientos at 432-557-5879 to register for the drawing. Call for artist nominations. Nominations are now open for the 2021 and 2022 Texas State Musician, State Poet Laureate, and State Visual Artists 2D and 3D. Texans are invited to nominate qualified artists. Deadline for nominations is Thursday. Complete details and the nomination form are available at www.arts.texas.gov/nominate. For more information about the Texas Commission on the Arts, visit www.arts.texas.gov. Virtual webinar. Trinity School of Midland has scheduled a virtual webinar, Sweetie, and Hal Clay Peck Memorial Speaker Series, featuring best-selling author Julie Lithcott Hames at noon Friday at www.trinitymidland.org/Peck Memorial-Speaker-Series. Lithcott Hames will speak on her book, How to Raise an Adult, and how parents can avoid helicopter parenting in order to raise successful and independent adults. The event was rescheduled from its original date in April due to COVID-19. Several representatives from schools around Midland had signed up to attend the original live event, which included a luncheon at the Midland Country Club. Those who previously bought tickets to attend the live event will still be able to enjoy the virtual event over lunch at the Country Club. All others may join the event online. Clay for Kids Shoot. The Clay for Kids Shoot has been scheduled Friday at Windwalker Farms. Lunch will be served and prize drawings will be held at noon. Shooting rotations begin at 1 p.m. The event is the annual fundraiser to help provide Christmas blessings for children in need. For tickets, sponsorships, or more information, visit www.311ministries.org/C4K. Motocross Show. Fiesta West Texas has scheduled Nitrous Extreme Circus Freestyle Motocross Show Friday through Sunday at the Ector County Coliseum, 4201 Andrews Highway. Doors open at 7 p.m. Friday through Saturday and 5 p.m. Sunday. In addition, a car show and shine will take place starting at noon on Saturday at the Coliseum front parking lot. Meet Bumblebee, Super Cop, and Monster Truck Rides. Bring your classics, custom, muscle cars, lifted trucks, street rods, low riders, exotic, and rat rods. For car show information, call Joe Alvarez, Exotic Suspensions Incorporated, at 432-339-1168. For motocross show reservations, visit showbiztickets.com.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Wednesday, October 14th, 2020. New juvenile detention center advances. Commissioners okay $26 million in debt to finance project. Ector County Commissioners Tuesday approved the issuance of $26 million in certificates of obligation to build a new juvenile detention center at perhaps a different location. The court is viewing the construction of a 72-bed facility to replace the old 48-bed center that stood at 1401 East Yukon since 1974, accruing complaint after complaint from the Texas Juvenile Justice Department in recent years. County Judge Debbie Hayes and other court members are advocating for construction west of the Ector County Detention Center on the west side of US 385, just south of Odessa. Auditor Randy Donner said the debt issuance was obtained for 1.7% interest from the Baker Group of Oklahoma City. Juvenile Center Director Kevin Mann said recently the old 33,100 square foot facility's issues include damages to metal paneling in the gym, seepage of rainwater into some rooms where the walls meet the concrete flooring, and doors and windows where the door frames and ceiling tiles are rotting out. In business tabled twice since mid-August, the court held a public hearing on establishing a reinvestment zone for property tax abatements related to Origis Energy USA's $600 million Rockhound Solar Project south of I-20 near Penwell, and approved a 100% abatement for the first 5 years of the project. A 50% abatement or cessation was okayed for the second 5 years, with the company donating $500,000 to the county to offset the loss of revenues. The court won Origis official Matthew Gomez's agreement to negotiate with Ector County Utility District President Tommy Irvin about improving water supplies in West Odessa. With more than a dozen residents of the South Ranchito area in attendance, the commissioners heard Precinct 4 Commissioner Armando Rodriguez and resident Adrian Bustillos ask for the paving of 23.2 miles of unpaved roads in Precinct 4 and 11.3 miles in Precinct 1. "These roads are hard on vehicles," Bustillos said. "Dust is blowing everywhere." After a thoroughgoing discussion, Hayes and Precinct 1 Commissioner Eddie Shelton obtained Bustillos' agreement to raise a petition asking the county to assume the maintenance of bumpy private roads in South Ranchito. The court also passed a resolution commending the work of the Safe Place Shelter for Battered Women and Children in recognition of October's being Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Heard a report from Fix West Texas official Karen Patterson about the program to treat animals more humanely, having spayed about 2,300 dogs and cats this year. Approved enrolling county employees in a cybersecurity course. Okayed writing a letter of intent to the Texas Department of Transportation's Aviation Division regarding improvements at Schlemeyer Field. Approved Rodriguez's request to demarcate 3 spaces in the administration building parking lot that customers of the nearby First Basin Credit Union may use. Okayed spending $136,250 for a 14-yard Kenworth dump truck for the Public Works Department. Approved buying a reach-in refrigerator for the Health Department. Approved a certificate of substantial approval of Phase 1 of roofing projects on county buildings. Approved contracts with Alcohol Monitoring Systems Incorporated and Pivot Technology Services Corporation for a pre-trial video check-in system. Renewed the county's workers' compensation program coverage with the Texas Association of Counties. Renewed a contract with Travelers Indemnity for the coverage of property, inland marine, commercial general liability, commercial auto liability, commercial auto physical damage, commercial umbrella and excess liability, employee benefits liability, law enforcement liability, public entity management liability, UAV, drone, hull and liability, and public entity employment-related practices liability. Transferred $20,350 from contract services to road maintenance operations in the sales tax district. Local news roundup. Police make more arrests involving September fatal shooting. 2 more teenagers were arrested in connection to a fatal shooting that happened in September in North Odessa. Isaiah Becerril, 18, was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, a first-degree felony, while a 16-year-old male was charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, a first-degree felony. Becerril had 1 bond totaling $75,000, and he posted bail Monday, jail records show. Kevin Mann, the director of the Ector County Youth Center, said the 16-year-old male is still in custody. Tisavir Jackson was charged with murder, a first-degree felony, after he was involved in a fatal shooting that happened at 4:11 p.m. Saturday in the 1800 block of East 49th. He has 1 bond totaling $500,000 and was still in custody as of Tuesday afternoon, jail records show. An Odessa Police Department probable cause affidavit details that officers arrived at the scene and found one of the gunshot victims, who was identified as 20-year-old Xavier Joseph. It was later reported that 2 other gunshot victims, 18-year-old Emmanuel Urias and a 16-year-old juvenile male, were transported by private vehicle to Odessa Regional Medical Center. Urias was reportedly pronounced dead at the hospital. Officers interviewed Joseph and another man identified as Timothy Holbert, the affidavit stated. Both stated the man, later identified as Jackson, was the person who shot at the vehicle that was occupied by Urias and the juvenile male. Detectives reportedly located Jackson and he was interviewed about the shooting. Jackson admitted to being involved with the shooting and stated he shot at the vehicle. He stated the young men in the vehicle were shooting at them, so he started to shoot back at them. 81st COVID-19 related death. Medical Center Health System is reporting its 81st COVID-19 related death. The patient, an 88-year-old male, died Tuesday morning, October 13th. The patient was a resident of Focused Care in Odessa and was admitted to Medical Center Hospital October 11th. The patient had pre-existing conditions. The family has been notified.
Health and Wellness. Myers, Region Showing Signs of Significant Outbreak, by Stuart Durain. S. Durain at HurstMP.com. The Greater West Texas and Panhandle region is under siege and showing signs of significant coronavirus outbreak, according to Midland Health CEO Russell Myers. And while it might not seem as bad in Midland County, local health facilities have been impacted. Myers reported Tuesday that the COVID units are very, very busy. Occupancy totals are now above single digits. There are 34 total COVID-19 patients, 11 in critical care, and 9 on ventilators. While case numbers are increasing inside Midland County, that's not the lone reason for the higher number of inpatients. Myers confirmed that and said Midland Memorial Hospital has been forced to take patients from elsewhere. Of the 34 COVID patients at MMH, 20 are from counties outside of Midland, Myers said. They have been transported from as far north as Dalhart in the Texas Panhandle, from all over West Texas, and from New Mexico. Midland has been impacted, not as much by the increase in its county's coronavirus cases. Total cases have been greater than 200 during each of the last 2 weeks, but by the increases elsewhere. This past weekend, the Department of State Health Services showed that cases in El Paso County rose by 2,395. Lubbock County cases jumped by more than 1,000. Randall and Potter counties had an increase of more than 850. We looked at every significant hospital, every large hospital in the region yesterday, Monday, and every one of them had some level of diversion going on in its facility. Either it didn't have critical care beds or wasn't accepting any transfers at all, Myers said. Every hospital in our region is going through the same thing. Myers said Midland Memorial is accepting transfers because there is a moral, ethical obligation for all of us who have the capacity to deliver care to people who need it, wherever they come from, to make ourselves available to them. He also said, it's the law, and has been since the 1980s. He referred to the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, EMTALA. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services reports that Section 1867 of the Social Security Act imposes specific obligations on Medicare participating hospitals that offer emergency services to provide a medical screening examination when a request is made for examination or treatment for an emergency medical condition, regardless of an individual's ability to pay. Hospitals are then required to provide stabilizing treatment for patients with an emergency condition. If a hospital is unable to stabilize a patient within its capability, or if the patient requests, an appropriate transfer should be implemented, according to the SS Act. Myers said EMTALA is a part of our reality. When an emergent patient is in a hospital that can't provide the care they need, and they call us to accept the transfer, if we can provide the care they need, we must, under federal law. Myers said total patient numbers at MMH was around 155 on Monday, and heading back in the direction of what the hospital takes in during its busiest periods. He said there were 20 staff members in quarantine Tuesday, and that 12 of them are COVID positive. There are 32 people who have had some level of exposure, but are not showing symptoms for COVID. He recommended that anyone who thinks they might need a test should call 68 Nurse to set up an appointment. Myers said the governor's new order opening bars starts Wednesday, and there is also the expansion of the capacity of restaurants and other facilities to serve customers. When the whole region is under siege and showing signs of significant outbreak, it should be a message to all of us, Myers said. it should reinforce for all of us the importance of wearing a mask, of social distancing, of staying out of crowds, and of avoiding poorly ventilated spaces that include multiple people, of washing your hands, all the personal hygiene. All of those things should be reinforced by the fact that throughout our region, we're now seeing a significant uptick in positive cases, and our hospital resources are being stretched. Early detection is key to beating breast cancer. Dr. Jess Dalahite, Midland Health. Don't it always seem to go, you don't know what you got till it's gone? COVID-19 has delivered a gut punch to the economy and our way of life here in West Texas in 2020. It is hard to imagine how a little microscopic bug could wreak such devastation and havoc to our lives. One thing that has not changed during these trying times is our commitment as a medical community to ever-improving medical care to the Permian Basin at Midland Health. Nowhere is this more evident than at the Breast Center. You may not know this, but your Breast Center here in Midland is one of the best in the state of Texas, if not the whole country. Several years ago, we decided that we could do a better job at delivering breast care services to the Midland area. Step by step, we set out to improve our service to the community and upgrade our breast center to a state-of-the-art center of excellence. We introduced a modern line of service that addressed the whole of breast care, from initial diagnosis through treatment and recovery, instead of passing the patient through a series of isolated silos of care. This was accomplished by obtaining what we call the Triple Crown of Breast Imaging Centers of Excellence. These are three independent nationally recognized certifications for breast cancer centers of excellence. We are the only breast center in Texas that has this distinction. The core of our ability to make this needed transition to quality breast care is our Nurse Navigator program that includes two of the best, Charlize Rogers and Jennifer Dumeyer. Their tireless work and dedication to the breast program has been nothing short of amazing. But we did not stop there. We wanted to be the best. Through the support and encouragement of Midland Memorial Hospital and its board, we funded and built a facility in Legends Park by Scarborough Sports Complex and stocked it with state-of-the-art equipment, including 3D mammography, ultrasound, and MRI. Breast imaging has evolved and improved so much over the years that we wanted to provide the best of the best in imaging, biopsy techniques, treatment options, and patient-centered care. We started by improving the turnaround time from screening to diagnostic breast imaging, and from workup to biopsy and surgery. We introduced same-day biopsies at the time of diagnostic workup that reduced the time of anxiety waiting for results. We made 3D mammography the standard of care in West Texas. We introduced screening ultrasound for women with dense breasts. We developed MRI breast screening for women with higher-than-average lifetime risk due to family history, then made it affordable by doing fast MRI breast screening at significantly reduced cost. Our latest endeavor is to introduce genetic testing for high-risk women. This allows us to individualize screening protocols for each woman based on her level of risk. These are things that very few breast centers across the state and nation are doing. Our approach to breast care in Midland is rivaled by none. So even though COVID-19 has got us all confused and uncertain about the future, Midland Health and the Breast Center are continuing to evolve and improve every year. With such a great service available, you are running out of excuses to get that annual screening mammogram. The key to beating breast cancer is early detection. Every breast cancer is curable at some point in its growth. The problem is that it is most curable when you don't have any symptoms. No lump, no pain, no discharge. Only imaging can find these early cancers that allow breast conservation surgery and minimal treatment without chemotherapy. You owe it to yourself and your family to get screened every year. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it is the best time to get started. The American College of Radiology's recommendation for mammography is annual screening mammograms every year after age 40, even if you have no family history. 75% of all women who develop breast cancer have no family history. 1 in 8 women will get this treatable, curable disease in their lifetime, and it is my opinion that no one should ever die from breast cancer. This is only possible if the cancer is detected early. Do not wait until you feel a lump or develop symptoms. It might be too late by then. Tragically, more women die of breast cancer each year than people who are killed in car accidents. This is incredibly sad to me because most of these deaths are preventable by annual breast screening. Surprisingly, only 40% of area women take advantage of this life-saving screening service, and that makes no sense to me because it is essentially free, and no woman is at low risk for developing breast cancer. Think about it and just do it. Dr. Jess Dalahite is a radiologist at the Breast Center. A story of survival. Grateful. Connections pastor celebrates 5 years cancer-free. Editor's note. The Reporter-Telegram is profiling breast cancer survivors in the community for the month of October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. By Caitlin Randall. See Randall at MRT.com. The Reverend Dawn Weeks was diagnosed with breast cancer in September 2015, a year after her family moved to Odessa, so she and her husband could minister at Connection Christian Church. Last week, she celebrated being 5 years cancer-free and the end of her final treatment. Weeks said in an interview with the Reporter-Telegram that she never had a why-me moment questioning why she'd developed cancer. Instead, she said she felt grateful that she had access to the health care she needed, and the tumor was found early. I feel like the world is beautiful and broken, and there's a way the brokenness of the world gets into us, she said. And that was kind of one of my experiences of the brokenness of the world being something that was also a part of me. I didn't feel unlucky. I just felt kind of like a part of the fabric of the world, she said. Weeks said she felt called to minister when she was 14, then attended Baylor University and Texas Christian University before being hired as a pastor for Disciples of Christ Church in Miami, Texas. From there, she pastored in the Dallas area and Kansas City, before moving to Odessa. She was diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer during her annual mammogram in 2015. She attributed her recovery to the tumor being found early and encouraged residents to utilize resources like Pink the Basin, which provides free mammograms for those in West Texas with limited or no health insurance. 4 out of 5 women over 40 in Midland and Ector counties do not get annual mammograms, according to information provided by Pink the Basin. After a biopsy confirmed her tumor was cancerous, Weeks had a lumpectomy and 5 days of intense radiation. She then began taking the drug tamoxifen, which blocks estrogen to prevent the resurgence of breast cancer, and finished that treatment this month after taking it for 5 years. I tell people that I haven't had a bad day since I realized it could all end, she said, jokingly. I have not had a bad day since. As a pastor, Weeks is often sought for guidance from community members facing personal battles, including health issues. She said her experience has deepened her understanding of others' plights, though she tries not to lead with her story when sought for counseling. I only talk about it if it seems to fit, but in general, having an experience of physical weakness. There were several days in there where I could not care for myself by myself, she said. I had never had that experience to that extreme. It really just reminded me how much we need each other and how hard it is to be vulnerable. For those fighting cancer or for survivors, Weeks recommended seeking support from resources such as Centers for Children and Families and West Texas Gifts of Hope. MMH Inpatient Pharmacy uses innovative technology. Tim Warpula, Midland Health. Midland Health is pleased to announce it has implemented automated IV workflow technology in the inpatient pharmacy. By implementing Baxter's Dose Edge IV Workflow Manager, we have taken patient safety in the clean room of the pharmacy to the next level. This new technology provides proper preparation of IV medications that are introduced directly into a person's bloodstream. Dose Edge is an innovative information technology solution that integrates software and hardware, such as barcode scanners, cameras, and gravimetric devices. These devices measure the drug's weight to automate the process of calculating, routing, inspecting, and reporting on IV intravenous medication doses. If the dose is not prepared at the correct specifications, or if the wrong medication is in the recipe, there could be serious consequences for the patient. Dose Edge walks the pharmacy technician through each step of the sterile compounding process. This system automatically calculates the amount of medication to use, verifies the correct medication by requiring barcode scanning of the product, and captures digital photos of each step in the process. The pharmacist will review these images and confirm that the proper drug and the correct amount of medication is used before the product will be administered to the patient. DoseEdge is used in over 400 hospitals nationwide, including the top four pediatric hospitals in the country. Since its inception in 2008, the system has intercepted over 4.7 million potential compounding errors and has been used to prepare over 100 million doses. Innovative technology such as DoseEdge comes highly recommended by the Institute of Safe Medication Practices and the Texas State Board of Pharmacy. With DoseEdge, Midland Health has taken another step toward making Midland the healthiest community in Texas. Tim Morpula is Director of Pharmacy at Midland Memorial Hospital.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Odessa American for Monday, October 12th. Guest view, flu shots are critical. The story was written by Dr. Timothy Benton, who is the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center Regional Chair of Family and Community Medicine Department. It seems to be that our new normal now consists of being impacted by some outside force trying to alter our daily lives continuously this year. While we have made it past the halfway mark in 2020, there are still a few months left to see what else this challenging year has in store for us. There is one thing for certain we will face again. As we round into the fall months, our old friend influenza has emerged right on time. Thankfully, we already have the science to combat this virus. It's been said time and time again, get your flu shot. Well, for this year, do it. One good thing to come from our current coronavirus pandemic is the reemergence of public education on respiratory viruses, how they spread, and how we can prevent them. COVID-19 and the flu are similar in nature in regards to their makeup and symptoms. The lessons we have learned from COVID-19 in the last 6 months should be applied to the flu. Staying home if you're feeling ill, wearing face masks if you go out, covering your cough, and washing your hands thoroughly have been cemented into our minds thanks to COVID-19. Those rules should also be applied to the flu virus moving forward. Why must we get a flu shot every year? Because the flu virus's makeup changes every year, so a new vaccine must be made to combat those changes. The flu vaccines is still our greatest weapon against influenza. It is crucial to get your flu shot so you won't spread the virus to someone else. Flu shots are recommended for everyone over 6 months old. If you don't want to get it for yourself, consider the fact that by getting the flu shot, you're protecting other people in your life for whom the flu could be very dangerous, like those without strong immune systems, young children, and the elderly. Now, the flu vaccine does not protect everyone from getting the flu. If you have received a flu shot in the past and wound up coming down with the flu, there are some possibilities as to why that happened. It could be you contracted the virus before your immune system was able to build up in the 2 weeks following from when you got the shot. It could also be you contracted the virus up to 2 weeks before you got the vaccine shot. That's why it's important to get your flu shot early. The flu vaccines reduces your chances of catching the flu by 40 to 60%. Texas Tech Physicians Family Medicine Clinic brings expertise and research-backed care to the community of Odessa. We play a critical role in meeting healthcare needs from newborns to the elderly. Our services range from routine physicals, urgent care, screenings, well woman exams, minor surgeries, to the important immunizations. Last year was one of the worst years for the flu virus. This year, don't wait. Don't put it off. Don't push it back a week and then another. Get your flu shot. Call Texas Tech Physicians today and make your appointment. Stay healthy, Odessa.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, October 11th, 2020. Start with trust. Wise Giving During Breast Cancer Awareness Month by Heather Massey, Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau in the Permian Basin, www.bbb.org. Every October, countries across the world observe Breast Cancer Awareness Month to increase support and awareness of this disease. According to the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, breast cancer is the second most common cancer among U.S. women. In Texas alone, nearly 17,000 new cases of breast cancer were reported in 2017. Unfortunately, there is no cure, and funds are needed to continue research. There are countless ways to contribute, and consumers help raise millions of dollars for breast cancer research each year, often by purchasing pink ribbon items. However, people should exercise caution when they give to ensure their money is being used as advertised. Use these tips from BBB's Wise Giving Alliance before you donate. Shop smart. Some companies donate proceeds from sales of specific items designated with pink ribbons or packaging. When shopping for pink ribbon items, see if the promotion is transparent about how the donation will be used, which charity it will benefit, and how much of the purchase will be donated. Watch out for vague claims of proceeds benefiting unspecified charities. Check the charity. Charities accredited with BBB's Wise Giving Alliance meet the 20 BBB charity standards. If you are working with a new charity, go to give.org to view its charity report or to find trustworthy organizations to donate to. When researching a charity, pay close attention to its name, as illegitimate charities may use names similar to those of established organizations. Participate carefully. Some charities host fundraising events in addition to marketing promotions. If this interests you, gather all the information before signing up. Is there a participation fee, or are you required to sign up a minimum number of sponsors? Always research the charity or group organizing the event before you register. Take action. If your preferred charity is not holding any events or promotions during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, contact them directly to see how you can volunteer or donate on your own time. Every contribution helps. To view charity reports and find more wise giving tips, visit give.org.
Hello, this is Michael. I'll be reading two opinion columns in the election section of the Midland Reporter-Telegram, published Sunday, October 11th, 2020. Midland County Party Chairs on Why to Vote for Presidents, Senators. Trump is Not What America Stands For, by Kathy Broderick, Midland County Democratic Party Chair. I am the Democratic Party Chair of Midland County. I fully support Joe Biden because he loves America. I have always been a Democrat, but was not a very active member until the summer of 2018 when I organized a local Families Belong Together event. I read Laura Bush's op-ed and agreed I was among the millions of Americans who watched images of children who had been torn from their parents. In the 6 weeks between April 19th and May 31st, the Department of Homeland Security has sent nearly 2,000 children to mass detention centers or foster care. More than 100 of these children are younger than 4 years old. The reason for these separations is a zero-tolerance policy for their parents who are accused of illegally crossing our borders. I completely agreed with Laura. This zero-tolerance policy was cruel, it was immoral, and it breaks my heart that we did this. At our local Families Belong Together march, there were Democrats and Republicans, liberals and conservatives. We had a common goal. Democrats and Republicans can agree on many things. I have always thought Laura Bush represented the best of true Midland kindness. I took my granddaughter to get autographed copies of Laura and Jenna's book at Centennial Library years ago. Why? Because I admire her as a person and a Midlander. I love America and believe we have always been a moral and kind nation. Trump has changed that, and the Republican Party let him. I'm disappointed and mad at the Republican Party. Since the beginning of his term, Trump has pushed out many great leaders that gave him sound advice. Even if I did not agree with their positions, I was comforted that they were around the president. Laura Bush is not the only Republican who has voiced opposition against Trump. Many of the Republicans who were in Trump's original cabinet retired. If America is doing so great, why did they retire? The list of Republicans who have now voiced their disapproval is long. The competent leaders left the party because they couldn't uphold their patriotic duty. They were forced by their conscience to resign. A September 27th article in Forbes details all of the Republicans who have formally endorsed Joe Biden. Say what you may, but all of these Republicans are against Trump. Trump is not a Democrat, nor a Republican. He is not even pro-American. He can't think past his own self-interest. Trump is not what America stands for. We are not racists and should not have a leader who will not condemn white supremacy. We stand up to dictators who kill our journalists and target our troops. We don't dismantle agencies that protect our environment and protect our health. We had no response to a pandemic because he would not listen to science. He worried more about how COVID-19 would impact his reelection than he did about Americans. He lied, and more than 200,000 died. Joe Biden loves America, and he will rebuild our country. He has the heart of a true servant of the people. He will restore our credibility around the world. Republicans should rigorously defend and take back the party of Lincoln, of small government, of protecting children. Take back your party. We need a strong two-party system in our country. GOP voters need to decide whether they are a John McCain Republicans or a Trump Republicans. If you are a John McCain Republican, you need to vote for Joe Biden. Laura Bush is Midland, and we should all be proud of her. I know there are many good Republicans here. It is not normal for a former First Lady to chastise the president of her own party. Even Trump stopped doing this to the children after Laura's op-ed. Are you as brave as Laura Bush? Will you vote to take your party back? Will you vote to save America? It is time, Midlanders, it is time for every citizen, Democrats and Republicans, to head to the ballot box and stand up for our nation. Trump has not fulfilled his most important role, to protect the citizens of our nation. We need to let him know he is fired on November 3rd. Texas's strength, America's freedom, depends on Midland's votes. By Sherry Rannan Bemerkett, Midland County Republican Party Chair. The oil patch powers America and our freedom. What happens here goes out across Texas and the nation, moving products to market and to our homes, powering our churches and jobs, and keeping our nation safe and free. Remember back to the Obama years. The last time the Democrats held the White House and Congress, they overregulated and strangled Texas energy production. Since then, they have only become more radical and anti-energy. Donald Trump ran for the White House to make America great again. His agenda included empowering American oil and natural gas producers, and he has delivered. Prior to the coronavirus pandemic, Trump unleashed us here, and America went from being dependent on foreign oil to being the world's top producer. We inked deals to sell Texas natural gas to Saudi Arabia. Putin feared Texas frackers. The Trump economy was the strongest and fairest in American history. Contrary to the dire picture of America the Democrats all too often paint, unemployment fell to historic lows in traditionally difficult demographics, benefiting Americans of all races and backgrounds. But Joe Biden, Obama's vice president and now the Democratic nominee for the White House, says he would ban fracking and even gas-powered cars if elected. For many here, that's personal. Biden is threatening to ban your job. He would be following the radical far left of his party, which is dragging him to make the Green New Deal become law and forcing even Texas to begin morphing into California, which just unilaterally banned gas power cars without even having the legal authority to do so. The plans Biden has are not to keep Texas strong or free, but to hurt our economy and to empower Washington bureaucrats and far-left activists. One of Biden's strongest supporters in Texas is Senate candidate MJ Hagar. She ran against a fine Texas Republican, Representative John Carter, 2 years ago, and came all too close to taking that seat. Now, Hagar is back and trying to fail upward into the Senate. Hagar is running against Senator John Cornyn, who is one of the Texas's most trusted and popular Republicans in office. Cornyn was elected to take Texas values and ideas to Washington, and he has. He serves Texas well, speaking up for our energy industry and our constitutional rights. He is a strong supporter of law enforcement, border security, and national defense. Hagar would do the exact opposite. Hagar, like Biden, serves the Democrat agenda and opposes fracking and would ban it. This would cripple Texas energy's recovery and cost thousands more jobs right here in West Texas. Hagar fails to give straight answers on many policies, while Cornyn has always been straight with Texans. Biden and Hagar would hurt Texas. We cannot let this happen. Texas is depending on us, even in this Republican stronghold, to turn out and vote for President Trump and for Senator Cornyn. We know Republicans will do well in our area, but our votes help overcome the huge advantage that Democrats have gained in our state's largest cities. Our votes here help offset Democrat votes in places like Austin, where Democrats are defunding the police and pushing for other far-left radical policies and agendas, such as Senator Kamala Harris's threat to obliterate the Second Amendment. Harris is consistently one of the most far-left members of the Senate. She was a co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, along with Democratic Socialist Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. As vice president at Biden's side, Harris would pull him even farther left. There would be no hope for our once thriving energy industry to get back on its feet. Biden and Hagar have declared their intentions. It's up to us to defend our jobs and advance our personal liberties. The Democrats mean it when they say they will ban this and confiscate that. They mean it when they pledge to hurt our industries and destroy our jobs. But they can only do that if we fail to vote. So we cannot and must not fail. Texas, America, and indeed the whole world are counting on us here in Midland to draw a line in the sand and declare that we will keep Texas strong and that we will keep America free. That means turning out for this election to reelect President Donald Trump and Senator John Cornyn and for all Republicans on the ballot.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Vulvodynia and interstitial cystitis. Dr. Roach writes, a recent column on vulvodynia inspired many letters from readers. Several readers noted that they were ultimately diagnosed with interstitial cystitis and that treatment for this condition relieved their vulvovaginal pain. Several women noted that changing the type of underwear and even toilet tissue was effective at relieving pain, concerning for the diagnosis of contact dermatitis. Some readers wrote in that a low oxalate diet improved their symptoms. Well-done studies have shown no consistent benefit from a low oxalate diet, and I do not recommend it. A major change in diet is not easy, and it is likely to cause a placebo effect. This could explain why some women get relief from their symptoms. Estrogen cream can be effective for some women, especially postmenopausal women with changes in the vulva and vagina from loss of estrogen. Finally, one woman reminded me that there are medical treatments such as tricyclic antidepressants, which affect how pain is processed in the brain. These can give significant, if not complete, relief. Dr. Roach regrets that he is unable to answer individual letters, but will incorporate them in the column whenever possible. Readers may email questions to yourgoodhealth@med.cornell.edu.
Dear Abby, perfect guy on the outside becomes abusive at home. Dear Abby, I have been with Dylan for 3 years, engaged for 2. I have a lot of insecurities about it. We met right after my husband's death. Dylan was the perfect guy in the beginning. Looking back, I realized there were a lot of red flags. He spends most of his time on Facebook or talking about his high school years. He is also secretive. He acts like the world's nicest guy around others, but when we're alone, he calls me stupid and insecure. I never knew what a narcissist was before, but I believe he is one. I built a business, which has done very well. I'm liked by everyone but him. People have told me to run. Why do I torture myself? Last week he broke my windshield because I asked him about his phone, which he is always using to text someone. I want to be happy, and I feel like a loser right now. My kids don't like him at all. Help me, please. Unhappy in the Midwest. Dear Unhappy, I am concerned about you, because you now feel that your verbally abusive fiancé could become violent. Exhibit A, your broken windshield. Place a call to the National Domestic Violence Hotline, 800-799-7233. And ask someone to help you craft an escape plan. Your next call should be to the police to file a report about that broken windshield. Your third should be to your family to find out if you and your kids can stay with one of your relatives. It is important you get safely out of there, so do not disclose to this man any of the preparations you're making. It goes without saying that this engagement should be broken. Dear Abby, I have an issue that I can't be the only one with, especially as our parents age. My mother has never been the cleanest or most sanitary of housekeepers. Everything looks neat and straight, but look closer and you'll realize her place is unsanitary and filthy. When I visit, I am near tears the entire time. My husband tells me to stay in a hotel, but I don't know how to tell my mother I don't feel comfortable staying with her. I bring along my own towels and washcloths. I take us out for meals so we don't have to use her dishes. I'm not a clean freak, and this is not my imagination. A friend of hers contacted me to tell me she was concerned about Mom because she doesn't seem to notice how dirty her house is or that her food is spoiled. I'm embarrassed for her. I've tried to talk to my mother about this many times in the past, but she just doesn't get it. I've had her carpet shampooed and brought in professionals to do deep cleaning. How can I tell her I can't stay with her any longer? Grossed out daughter in Maryland. Dear daughter, tell your mother that you love her, and you have been concerned for years about her living conditions, which is why you hired professional cleaners periodically to help her. Delivering the message that you will be staying in a hotel when you visit is the least of your problems. Clearly, she needs more help than you can give her. I, too, am concerned about the fact she doesn't know the food in her refrigerator has spoiled. And for that reason, I'm suggesting you discuss this with a social worker in the town where your mother resides. Jacqueline Bigger Stars by Madeline Aslan. Note, Bigger Stars is based on the degree of your sun at birth. The sign name is simply a label that astrologers put on a set of degrees for convenience. For best results, readers should refer to the dates following each sign. A baby born today has a sun in Libra and a moon in Virgo. Happy birthday for Wednesday, October 14, 2020. Creative, rational, and composed, you need moderation to balance your life. With this, you do extremely well, some of you producing masterpieces. 2021 is your stellar year. Your finances also improve. If single, you often choose the wrong people, but as you get older, this changes, as if overnight. If attached, you bring great love and stability to your partner. You two are as committed as it gets. Cancer is permanent. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. Aries, March 21 through April 19. 3 stars. It's the perfect day to toss out debris and to get your workspace neat and organized. Minimize stress with efficiency. Other people need time to discuss ideas and views. Patience and listening will bring you rewards. Tonight, Those who lack confidence welcome your kind words. Taurus, April 20 through May 20, 4 stars. There will be some divided loyalties between associates. Remain impartial if there are conflicts and competitive feelings brewing. A liberal and tolerant attitude carries you a long way. You will be understood. Tonight, you experience major changes in self-awareness. Gemini, May 21 through June 20, 5 stars. You feel a sense of hope and encouragement today. Insights are revealing. Your optimistic, confident use of words will draw others to you. Elderly and very young family members have new thoughts and needs. Tonight, make sure you communicate with them. Cancer, June 21 through July 22, 4 stars. Making a game out of chores or adding humor to lighten an intense conversation will be helpful today. There is a new alertness and cleverness to your perceptions. Something that seemed hard to grasp before is now less elusive. Tonight, calls and emails. Leo, July 23 through August 22. 3 stars. There are some conflicting ideas voiced at work. Be patient and compromise for best results. There is an element of the unpredictable in financial matters. Set aside a little extra money for an unexpected purchase or expense. Tonight, keeping a sense of humor. Virgo, August 23 through September 22. 5 stars. Your mental attitude is more positive today. Your confidence and concern inspire others to seek your advice. A group discussion can be especially fruitful in providing information and ideas. Tonight, if you sense you're expecting too much, pull back. Libra, September 23 through October 22. 4 stars. Today makes you aware of your own deepest needs and desires. Recognize that there is a power in discretion and silence. Patience helps with any difficult people. Support and recognition come as the day ends. Tonight, communication is a delicate matter. Scorpio, October 23 through November 21. 4 stars. Today allows you to release regrets concerning a long-lost love. Friendly calls and emails arrive from old friends. Your keen intuition assists in negotiating and sales. Those who have resisted your ideas can be won over to respond more favorably. Tonight, an internal euphoria. Sagittarius, November 22 through December 21. 5 stars. It's a day for freshness and enthusiastic, dynamic expansion. Be daring about trying a new interest or type of work. You'll become highly visible and can assume a position of leadership. You'll enjoy exploring ways to make a difference. Tonight, family provides a broader perspective. Capricorn, December 22 through January 19. 5 stars. Others depend on you to make the daily routine more agreeable. The application of your natural genius for diplomacy helps. Your own social calendar becomes alive with attractive invitations. A courtship may ensue. Tonight, you're newly aware of how important you are to others. Aquarius, January 20 through February 18. 4 stars. Today draws a mystery into the open. You will display a flair for research and detective work. Your desires can be directed toward making a special acquisition or into establishing a personal relationship. Tonight, reach out to those you love and admire. Pisces, February 19 through March 20. 4 stars. Associates have different thoughts and conflicting information. Observe facial expressions and body language to aid in communication. Your beloved is easier to understand. You can guide the course of a close relationship. Tonight, the use of your intuition helps you win over others. Born today, writer Catherine Mansfield, 1888, poet E.E. Cummings, 1894, historian Hannah Arendt, 1906.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.